Okay, let's warm up our bodies. Your shoulders.
I put the colourful one on today.
Hey, you're so bright. You're a rainbow today. You can really tell where you're holding things, can't you? Wow, get us back in the body. I feel it a lot in my wrists. Wow. Okay, now put a smile in it and imagine that those parts of your body are starting to smile. Because they're so happy that they're getting attention, every muscle and every ligament. Oh, happy livers, happy hearts. Oh, how's your spleen? Is it hilarious? We don't often think of our internal organs, do we?
Well, I did it last week. You know, I got admitted to hospital with really big pain. Yeah, it's continuous.
Well, then you would have. That's, now there's the point. We think of our bodies. Boy, now I'm thinking of my toe that I broke my toe. You think of your bodies recently. I've had ulcers. You really start thinking of your bodies when they start crying or complaining or yelling at you for attention. So let's do every little cell is happy and healthy. Every little cell is happy and well. I'm so happy. I'm so free. Every little cell is happy in me. Yeah, let's put happiness into every cell, every part of our being. Stretch it out. Heal it out. Yay. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. 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 Very good.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you so much for showing up. Yay. Celebrate the fact we're all here and we're happy and we're smiling. Isn't it a blessing we can actually smile? But after talking about you've not been well, I've not been well, talking about economic downturns and just restrictions. And I am sensing too, we all have a concern about the way the world is and where it's going and what the future looks like for not just us, just globally. But I really believe, and as you said something, Caprice, Thais are incredibly resilient. I mean, we, both Caprice and I know we have a history here, coups and floods and Australia this last few years, fires and just incredible, incredible disasters that have been catastrophic. And we somehow do rally together and come through. And that resilience is amazing. So for me, I feel like just we need to shake off the shit, really.
Shower it off.
Let's just shake off the shit. Let's not give it to each other. Let's just get rid of it. Let me take yours and throw it over here. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, come on. Wrap it all up in a big ball. And just push it up. And let's count to three and throw it behind us. One, two, three. Yay!
Blows back in my face. It's flipping. Check my windscreen.
Clean you all up. Let's clean each other up with a smile clean.
Thank you.
Clean ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Melissa, do you have something for us? Please?
Well, I remember I was in Thailand several times in the early 90s, and I remember Songkran, where you, the water festival, where you're throwing water and you're throwing powder on everyone. So I would like to throw water and powder at each other.
Okay, water and powder, blessings. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, oh, very good. Very good.
Very good. Yay. Yay.
That's a great one. Thai New Year. This is coming up again, actually, April.
April. All right. Yeah.
It's perfect because it's in the hot season. And that water throwing is actually how it starts. It is the elders would pour water over and bless the youngers, and the younger would thank elders. Uh-huh. And they'd offer garlands and then pour water blessings. So now it's just become, once they've done the traditional blessing, it becomes complete horseplay. It's crazy. Yeah. You can't go anywhere for a week. You cannot carry your mobile phone. You have to have it in a plastic bag. You have to wear clothes that can get soaked. You're walking around in, you know, it's, yeah. I used to bunker under because it really is a war zone. And people have big buckets of water, like garbage cans full, huge ones, full of ice. So it's freezing cold.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's really, and then they have trucks with almost like fire hoses and big bazooka guns. I mean, it is Armageddon of festivals. It's crazy. It's so funny.
Go ahead.
As I say, in Chiang Mai, they have a moat around the old city. So there's actually dirty water just there. And people just climb in and get water out of there as much as anything.
Filthy, yeah. Filthy. Yeah.
So where does the throwing the powder, is that?
I don't even know. I think it's from holly in India because they use the colored powder and they're very similar. So you've got holly in India, you've got it in Myanmar. Actually, the region, there's crossover. So I think it's just part of, who knows, but yes, it's definitely alive and well. And it's quite often ice powder.
Oh, right. So
it's mentholated. Your eyes really feel it, as do other body parts. It's really, and people, yeah, and you know, they'll come up and they'll go, "Excuse me," and then they'll just blast you.
Good for
them. It's so polite, and then they let go. Kay, do you have something for us?
I really like how, when you're in the shower and the water's just pouring down over you, that sort of refreshing, cleansing, washing off, you know, when you've been hot and sweaty or you're dirty, that sort of sense of being refreshed, yeah. And the fact that the water runs down all over your body. So that's what I would like to share. So, you know, I think if we can simulate the water rushing down and going all over our body, over through our hair, you know, through our face, down our neck, down our back, down our arms, over the tummy, over the backside, down our legs. And just that sort of refreshing feel. I mean, whether it's shower or maybe standing under a waterfall, you know, I've never had the opportunity to stand under a waterfall, but it looks so appealing, the idea of, you know, water just washing down, cleansing. And you feel refreshed. And when you feel refreshed, you can smile again because you feel, you know, cool and calm and fresh. And it's also a very peaceful time. I, you know, problem solving in the shower is common. Yeah. The thought, the solution is just really helpful, I find. And it's as if those, you know, the soothing sensation relaxes you and the thoughts can come forward and solve the problem.
That's really nice, Kate. That's actually really, that's a really good sort of little meditation, actually, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you.
Now, I need something similar to that, just because, you know, life in the city is always so stressful and so many problems come up at you. I kind of almost imagine that I'm covered in a rather unpleasant substance, and the showering actually clears all that stuff away. Yes. You know, multitude of different problems and bad feelings which get thrown at you and stuff like that, and just let it go so that you are really like completely clean and you're not carrying that kind of grudge or baggage to the next day or something like that. So,
yeah,
I appreciate that showering example. I think it's very powerful.
I actually do a personal ceremony for my birthday and for New Year, and it's very much along that just washing out, thanking for, and then afterwards sort of anointing with oil the blessing or what I want to put into the new year, you know, like a whole new coating and layer of and nourishment. Yes. And I've done this for years, and then I wear white quite often. Just it's okay, it's a blank sheet, it's a new start. What do I want to put into this? And it's simple thing, but it's a demarcation for me, I think, and a whole new start and cleansing. Yeah, thank you.
Would you add makeup and hair styling to that?
Oh yeah, the whole thing. And that's the thing is, and it's thanking you, and we're back to actually we're getting a theme here, back to thanking the body, thanking your being. What are you bringing to the world? I mean, there's so much in that. We really do forget, I think, and again, until our body cries out.
Yes.
And quite often we keep it tamed with yummy treats or whatever we do, or alcohol or whatever, you know, people use to sort of keep the lid on. Mm-hmm. And instead of really listening to our body, and by the time we start to listen, it's quite often yelling. And I noticed, and I used to do this as an exercise here a lot, I hear Thai people a lot say, oh, I'm so old, oh my why, which means, oh, I can't keep up, I can't do it, oh, I'm not unable, oh yeah. And I'd hear that a lot, and I'd say, excuse me, how old are you? And they were younger than me.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think, why are you creating this self-fulfilling prophecy? I don't mean if you're tired, say you're tired or whatever, but don't keep projecting this stuff into your being. So your body listens, it hears, and you will become what you think of it. And quite often the self-talk, oh, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm too dark, I'm too light, I'm too whatever, I'm too whatever, I'm not enough of. And wow. And instead of really thanking this wonderful vehicle that has us here loving, caring, experiencing. And I think also quite often religions generally across the board talk about crucifying the flesh, or it's the gateway to sin, or there's such a negative connotation around body, flesh, sensuality, being. I mean, excuse me, why weren't we just born a spirit then? Why are we here in an actual body?
Right, good point, yes. Yeah.
Right, why are we given this vehicle? And if you have a car, a beautiful car, you don't look after it, what will happen?
Yeah. So, we talk about self-love, right? We say that some people don't love themselves enough. And it's not really helpful to them to hear that, I guess, because if they don't, they don't. But I think through physicality, if they start loving details of their body, they might be able to get into that loving more of themselves eventually.
Yes. Inhabiting our space. Well, but it starts with being in your own space, your own suit.
Yeah.
You can't inhabit a space. You can't command a room. You can't. I mean, think of acting. You have to become other things and act other things. But how can you do that if you don't, if you haven't got your base?
Right. Yeah.
Right. Where do you start? Where's your anchor? Where are you anchored? So, Caprice, give us something.
Oh, okay. Well, when you were talking about all these crises and stuff like that, I did one exercise came to mind. Okay. So okay. What we're going to do is we're just going to start laughing, and I'll just guide you a little bit. So if it's just a little titter, a little bit louder, you know. Now build it up a little bit bigger. And it's now ecstasy. That's not always so helpful. So sometimes you might get a bit of doubt and I'm not laughing so much, but still funny, or maybe not so funny. And oh my goodness me, actually, there are a few problems I've got in my life, and I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry, right? But I'm going to cry. I'm really going to just do myself in and everything. What the hell? But life isn't that bad, is it? But there is hope. There is.
Yeah.
I remember hope. And here we go again. This is wonderful. Yes. I've got my power back. Oh, have I? Oh, no, I haven't. No, I was just deluding myself. Oh, dear. What am I going to do now? Who can I turn to? And that works very well with a big group of people because they go in their own rhythms. And what happens, Sue, very often when it's a big room of people and they're doing different rhythms, you look around and while you're laughing really loudly, someone else is weeping. And then it's a bit crazy. Because they're on different rhythms and their emotions. But it's quite a nice the connection between weeping, despair, and, you know, a real belly laugh. And
yeah.
It's interesting that it's can be connected on the same plane in a way.
Yeah. Actually, the chemicals you produce when you laugh and you cry are quite similar. In many ways. And I've often said, and you've probably heard it, that tears are as equally welcome as is laughter.
Right. Would you do a weeping workshop one?
Yes, and so yeah, we should actually. But I've had people actually, and this is, I've had it happen more than once, where people, laughter is the gateway drug. So it opens up people's emotions that maybe have not been opened or accessible. And the moment it opens, I've seen the weeping start. I've seen, and you think of it, sometimes we laugh so hard we cry.
Yes, yeah.
And it's this bundle and barrel of release of emotions. And I think we do ourselves injustice as laughter practitioners to go, well, come on, just laugh at it. No, maybe you need to swear and yell at it and cry at it. And I said to Francine Shaw recently, she's a fantastic laughter person and teacher and leader, and she was talking about how she loves to use the F word a lot. It's one of her favorite words. And anybody who knows me knows it's one of my favorite words. And I said, well, you have to realize actually swearing in the right situation can be really good for you because it's a release, as long as you're not hurting other people or whatever. But you're producing endorphins. So I said, I might suggest that swearing can be the release cousin to laughter. And
So in whatever emotion, so it's a vehicle, it's the way you use it, right? So let's do swearing without swearing. Yeah. Fill in the blanks. You can beep, 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 beep. We'll do it with gibberish and love.
Just,
Have you ever seen a baby? My daughter would do this. She would laugh, cry, cry, laugh. And I use this as an exercise a lot. There wasn't even a gap. There wasn't a segue. It just, I don't even know how she, it was like changing a slide. And when we do this exercise, I tell people, when you're in the pits of despair, it feels like it will never end. And you cannot even imagine that it won't end. You really can't. So this exercise, just remember that, yes, you go down, visit that place, but remember there will be the upturn too, and you will come out. And we have, I call it an emotional palette. We have a very large emotional palette that we can access. And the key is to access it, I think, and explore it and look at it and let it speak to you, but also don't let it be the boss. Recently, we did an exercise where talking about these emotions as signposts, not drivers. So they tell us things, they teach us things, but they don't have to drive our entire life all the time. So let's get behind the wheel. Oh, you've got something. Well,
All right, Siamese. So they're Siamese twins, and one learned to drive in England, and the other one wanted to drive, so they had to go to the United States.
Right, let's be Siamese twins. This is smooth sailing. I'm Rose. Very good. Yay. Melissa, you have another one for us, please.
Oh goodness. I was wanting you to do, you do the, like I do the swinging vowels, but can you do something like that, but in Thai?
What? Good. Okay. So it's good. They have 26 vowels. They have 26 consonants or 46 vowels. I mean, it's incredible. There's so many vowels. Vowels upon vowels. So there's vowels that go before the consonant, above the consonant, behind the consonant, and below the consonant. So we're like vowel dense. But I'll tell you what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll teach you to count. I'll springboard from that. So ning,
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 song,
song.
Sam.
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 C.
C.
Ha!
Ha ha
ha.
Oh. Yeah.
Song.
Song.
Song. Now you speak Thai, you can say ha. And the best age to be is 55. I'm 55. You have one for us, honey? Do it. That was it. That's your whole thing. Your whole repertoire. What about a breathing? Give us a breathing exercise. He's the lung guy. Go away. You don't have your rubber chicken.
Yeah,
he can't do it chicken. Without his rubber chicken.
Oh,
oh yes, I remember.
I know, we'll have to buy you a rubber chicken. Oh, very good, very good. Yes, you know this one. That's right, KK's reminded you, the breathing one. You have to explain it.
So I have to explain it to these people?
Really?
Really? Right.
Really?
For the count of five. Hold for the count of five. Down for the count of five. Hold. Up for the count of five. Hold. Down for the count of five. Up for the count of five. Four. Down for the count of five. Four. Up for the count of five. Four. Down for the count of five. Oh, for the count of five. Okay. Six.
Very good. Very good. Yay. Oh, oh. Let's do it slow. And this time, as we do this, let's visualize that we're putting smiling, loving laughter into every cell. And we're thanking our body, but it's like marshmallow here. It's spongy and it's just as we do it, it's just going into our bodies. Oh, oh.
Oh. Oh.
So let's give it to each other. And thank you, body. Give your body a big hug. Thank your heart. Thank your mind. thank yourself for showing up today, every day, good times and bad times, happy and sad times, for sharing big parts of yourself, your life, your love, your laughter, for being here, and then taking it out into the world to all who need it. And we'll end with my favorite exercise of I love you.
I love you.
And as we open our arms to give love, we receive all the love, the joy, the support, the healing, health, and abundance that's available to us. We embrace all emotions and all they teach us and show us, how they lead and guide us. We own them and we direct them. Mwah! Very good. Very good. Yay. Yay. Oh, look at my eyes when I do that.
That's why you wear sleeves.
Yes, I'm realizing that. I remember once I reached for something on someone's desk, and the person sitting behind the desk, Ty, he was in the Air Force, rather big dignitary. He goes, could you do that again? And I went, what? He says, reach for that. So I didn't even look at your arm. And I went, oh my God. You know? Like, don't point that out. You have to have humor. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And lovely to see you, and take care.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll look forward to next month.
Yes. We'll go for a walk with you, Kay, at some point. We'll sort of walk out and do it on Zoom. I'll take you around the Ministry of Public Health with the zebras, all the places you remember.
Yes.
Actually, this is really interesting because we've all been in Thailand at different times or in different ways. So it's nice that we have that connection today, the sacred Siamese smile. Yeah. Okay, I love you. See you all next month. Have a wonderful, wonderful, prosperous, abundant, joyful, yay month. And good health. Bye. Love you.
Take care.
Bye.